Paul, I imagine you've watched the replay. Was there enough contact made by Stafford stick, or was there a little bit of a sales job involved?
I can't tell. Doesn't matter. It's a high stick. It's up there. Whether you think you're right or not, doesn't matter.
What's going to take to kind of, if it was a penalty, then what's going to take to kind of curb those? It's been a recurring theme, I guess, for your group.
Well, we had three tonight. I mean, learning how to play with your stick on the ice, getting your body in the right spots.
Tried a few different looks in the power play. What's going to take to get that part of the game going?
Yeah, finding the right people in the right spots. You know, we're still working on trying to get that right. And then we got to, hey, it doesn't really matter. The third power play, we lost every battle along the wall. You're going to have to fight for some pucks and come up with some pucks. And then it's got to move a hell of a lot quicker than it did. But get some people to win some battles.
What'd your group do to find your legs, maybe, if you will, in the second period? After
put Kopp and Tanev in the top nine. That was the difference. I mean, they were easily our two best forwards in the first period. Play against speed, you got to skate, and they skated. So when we made that adjustment, got them out against their fastest line, then we were a good team.
You got two veteran guys, and Perreault and Stafford coming off injuries. Are you seeing some progress in their games? They've been back.
It's going to take them a while.
Paul, it looked like the Rangers' strategy on their penalty kill was to put a guy within a stick length of Laine all the time. How do you combat that? Well, that's obviously he's a threat on the power play. What's your strategy with that?
Well, put Matty Perreault down the pipe and tell him not to pass it to Matty when the guy's covered.
Are you surprised though that's the seems to be the strategy that some teams
no.
are employing?
No, that's going to happen. But when it's handled right, it'll look like that. You'll get somebody in the slot wide open.
You said you put Kopp and Tanev back together. Just wondering, what does Tanev bring to the ice when he's on? Bring to the team when he's on the ice, because he doesn't have a lot of scoring numbers.
No, so much speed and intensity on the puck changes the flow of the game. Hayes's line is a spectacular line, but they're all human in their own end of the ice, and that's where that game ended up playing. And he pressures the D, and they throw it in the stands. He can skate it at not just an NHL level, it's an elite level. And he's one of those guys that the guys that play with him look good. He's in and on the forecheck, blocks shots. He does all the hard things, so everybody associated with him looks a little bit faster.
Did you like what you saw when you put Kopp and Tanev back together today?
Yeah, and they wanted to keep Matty Perreault out of the middle of the ice. And we didn't have a line that could play against Hayes. That was a real problem for us. So when those two guys went back, we were better.